Colossians chapter 2, as we continue our journey through this beautiful book. Way back when we started the book, I shared the theme of the book. The two most common words in the book were knowledge and wisdom. And the theme of the book is our growth in our Christian walk. God wants us to keep growing in our knowledge and wisdom of the Lord. And tonight's passage here in chapter 2, that's what it's about. It's about knowledge and wisdom. So verse 1, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." So that's our title, The Treasures of Wisdom and Knowledge. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to open your word and just to keep growing in it, keep growing in this book and in our faith. And I pray that's what would happen tonight. We trust in the miraculous power of this book and for you to speak through it to each of us. We ask that this will happen and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so God reveals some of the great things that will happen in our Christian lives if we will continue to grow in our wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ, which obviously comes from his word. And the first thing we see there is verse 2, comfort. I'm sure that we've all been through trials in our Christian walk, and nothing brings comfort like getting into the Word of God and having the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter, amen, comfort us through his word. 2 Corinthians 1, turn there if you would, verses 3 and 4. But again, the comforter indwells us when we get saved, amen. He moves in, and Jesus referred to him as the comforter. And one of the things that God will do for us is comfort us when we need it, if we will continue to grow in our wisdom and knowledge of him. 2 Corinthians 1, 3, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." I wonder how many times comfort shows up in that passage. A lot. And so one of the things we find, if we will grow in our wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ, is we will find the comfort that we need when we need it. Remember, Jesus, if you go to John 14, multiple times referred to the Holy Ghost as the Comforter. John 14, 26. "But when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Notice, he's called the Comforter, but one of the missions, well, he will teach us the Word of God. So the Comforter teaches us God's Word, and one of the things that will happen as we continue to grow in the Word is we'll find that comfort. The second thing that will happen, verse 2 of Colossians 2, is that we will grow in our love for one another. Remember, that is one of the earmarks of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. John 13, 35, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." And he says, being knit together in love. He's talking about unity and love there. The love that can only come from, guess who? The Comforter. The fruit of the Spirit is, first one. Anybody know the first one? Galatians 5, 22. You can say it out loud. Love. Thank you. Fruit of the, everybody was afraid they might get the wrong one. It's love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Amen. And as we grow in our wisdom and knowledge, we will grow in our love for one another. We will learn to love as Christ loved us. The Bible says, be of the same mind one to another in Romans 12, 16. And if you go to Colossians chapter 3, in verse 14, look what he says here. "Above all these things, So chapter 3, he's talked about a lot of different things God wants in our Christian walk. He says, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. The bond of perfectness. Now, we don't have time to go into all that. We will when we get to chapter 3, verse 14. But the bond of perfectness is being knit together in love. And so as we grow in our faith, in our wisdom, and in our knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Bible says we will grow in our comfort from the Holy Ghost, and we will grow in our love for one another. We will also, verse 2, grow in our assurance. Now, we hear a lot about this word these days, especially when there's so many Christians who don't believe in eternal security. But God wants us to live a life of assurance, of never doubting our salvation, never doubting God, but being assured of many things. And he tells us in 1 John 3:19, if you turn there quickly, that one of the reasons John wrote the first epistle of John was not only that we might know that we have eternal life, but also for assurance. Look at 1 John 3:19. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. And in this book, he gives us many things that we're to be assured of. Things like our salvation, things like eternal security, things like answered prayer. And as we grow in our wisdom and knowledge, we're going to grow in our assurance. We're going to grow in being confident, right? Philippians 1:6, being confident of this one thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We should be assured that we have a secure salvation. We should be assured, 1 John 5:14, that God answers prayer. Amen. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. That's what assurance is about, knowing that these things are true in our Christian lives. And what makes them more assured in our hearts is as we grow in our wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The more we're in the Word, the more that we grow in the Word, and the closer we get to Jesus, the more assured we will be. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. If you would, this is what precedes the admonition or the command to be faithful to church. Before he talks about that here in Hebrews 2:22, he says, let us draw near to who? To God, with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Isn't that beautiful? Draw near to God in full assurance of faith. Get closer to God and your assurance will grow. So these are the promises that God gives us if we will grow in wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We'll be comforted. We will learn more how to love as Christ loved us. And we will have assurance. And then, of course, verse 2, he says, Colossians 2:2, also to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. Now, we just talked about the mysteries, I think last week, actually, the many mysteries in the Bible. Contained in that word acknowledgement is knowledge. It's hiding in there, isn't it? And I didn't even count that one when I gave my count way in the beginning of how many times knowledge shows up, how many times wisdom shows up. Actually, I thought I wrote it down somewhere, but I guess I lost it. I believe it's 10 times knowledge shows up. But actually, if we're going to count acknowledgement, it will be 11 times. Acknowledgement of the mystery of God. In other words, we're going to grow in our understanding of the mysteries of God. And again, we summarized those mysteries last week. There are plenty in the Bible. But this here, he's specifically talking about the mystery that he mentioned at the end of chapter 1, which is down in verse 26. And that is the church and the indwelling of God in man, that we are the temple of God. Old Testament saints, a couple experienced short term, didn't they? People like Samson. But the Old Testament states didn't know there was going to come a dispensation when God would actually move in the person of the Holy Ghost and stay there until the day of redemption. That was a mystery until it was revealed through Jesus and then Paul. Because Jesus said, he's with you and he shall be in you. And then, of course, after Pentecost, it was a given. If you trust Christ as Savior, the Holy Ghost moves in. So an acknowledgement to this great mystery, which again is mostly talking about the one body of Christ, and that one of the beautiful mysterious truths of the one body of Christ is that we all have the indwelling Holy Ghost of God. All of these things, the Bible says, will happen as we, what? Verse 3, grow in our wisdom and knowledge. But it's talking here about Jesus, and it says he is the one that embodies or has the treasures. I love that word. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Who? Jesus. In Jesus, who is God, are hid the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now again, wisdom and knowledge is the theme of this book. If you look back in chapter 1, verse 9, God talks about how we will grow in our faith if we'll grow in our wisdom and knowledge. Look at verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and what? Increasing in the knowledge of God. That's the theme of this book, that we be increasing in the knowledge of God. And in Jesus Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Well, this book is Jesus Christ, amen. And the more time we spend in it, the more time we spend in the Word of God, growing in wisdom and knowledge, the more we will increase in knowledge, and these things will be more true in our lives. Look at Romans 11:33. And so if you have to pick a theme for Colossians, this is it. That we keep growing in wisdom and knowledge. And if we'll do that, our faith will grow and our walk will be more like Christ. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. In other words, it is a bottomless well. That no matter how many times we go back to it, there's more to go back to. It's unsearchable. Amen? And Peter, remember, he said at the end of his second epistle, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So keep growing. Keep getting more in Christ, more in his word, that you might tap more into what? The treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the more we do that, the more we'll find this comfort that we need. We'll love like Christ loved. The more we'll grow in our assurance of the many promises to us. We'll grow in our understanding of the mysteries of God. If we will continue to tap into this unfathomable reservoir of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and that reservoir is Jesus himself. It says in whom. It doesn't say in what. So the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are not in a thing, they're in a person. That's Jesus. Amen? So just keep growing in him. And look at all these amazing things that will happen in our Christian walk. Praise God. The treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. And again, reminding us tonight this great message you're trying to get across to us through this book. That you want us to grow in our wisdom and our knowledge. And thereby grow in our faith, grow in our walk, and be more like Christ. And Lord, I pray that would be our goal. That we would just keep opening the book, getting into the book, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us from the book, that we might continue to find these wonderful mysteries and find these treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Thank you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.